Confessions Thursday with Joyce on Nigeria Info.
So I'm realizing that my sit is a little too low for me. So I'm going to have to adjust that in a moment. Hey, hello, welcome. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. It's 19 minutes past 12 on the clock. It's a Thursday. How are you? Welcome. And if you have just tuned in, why? We're Nigeria Info. We're 24 hours a day. We're 7 days a week. It's Confessions Thursday. After Confessions Thursday, we segue into the Lords of Logic, and we're following Robert Greene's The 48 Laws of Power. Today we're on Law 2. As much as I think we need to finish properly Law 1, I think we can move on to Law 2. And as the conversation progresses, we can piece together logicalities and even make references based on past conversations, make notable references in order to help us comprehend a logic of his, as has been stipulated in the book, to arrive at some arguments that provide us some clarity, some understanding, and maybe a finality to the judgment of whether he is right or wrong. Good. So today, Law 2 of the 48 Laws of Power by Robert Greene. Now, this is not to say this is not to say that it's wrong, but we're trying to test it for correctness. Yeah, because sometimes some things look right, but they're not. Many times you even know that something is wrong, but you're fractured in your own self. So if that wrong thing makes you look better, you say, why not, right? So we tested for sensibility, logicality, power, meaning, social disposition. Even when it comes to power, tested for real, whether it does connote power in a vague sense remotely. Otherwise, we may be persuaded to discard it and up for something better. All right, the Lords of Logic today after Confessions Thursday. I'm off on a break in about 3 minutes. For some reason, I'm in the mood for music to Nigeria Info. First, I want to tell you about winning money on the show today. Congratulations to those who have won in the past. The sunny side kicks off right now, and yes, you can win on Nigeria Info. So I'd ask that you decide whether you can or would want to win 20,000 Nigerian Naira on the show today. If the answer is yes, then you go ahead and on your phone, you dial *347*. You should know it by now. Exactly. 880*#. All right. Or you go to the website www.oneplay.ng. All right. So once again, on your phone, dial *347*880*#. Fantastic. All right. Or you go to the website, you follow the prompt, and click on Nigeria Info once you're there. Good. The rest should follow easily. Okay. You're already aware of the program we have coming up. Sometime February, I'm thinking second week. And hello and thank you to everyone who has sent me some notification about their interest to be on Nigeria Info's new program, The State. Once again, the way it works is you indicate your interest, but being on the program, you are here to defend your state. You must be capable of, where necessary, defending arguments posed to you against your state. And in the event that maybe some facts put in your face are actually true, correct, say a good example will be someone accusing your state governor of money laundering, and maybe in your own conscience you share the same sentiment, you can just give us a nudge and we'll just conclude that you don't need to defend it. You know, it's not blind defense. You don't need to, for the sake of country, go down with what appears to be the misbehavior, misappropriation of state funds, some elements or some character whom you also believe should be held accountable. So you kind of get it. Yeah, there are things about your states you can defend. Some things you can't defend. And if you can't defend, you allow us how your opponent have it. You're like, well, I can give you that one, given that it's still under review, scrutiny, investigation. Yeah, you can let it hang. The other person would do, you would have the opportunity to do the same against the other person, challenging their state and allowing them an opportunity to defend whatever they believe is defensible. Okay, and then with that, we talk about what good the state would require based on both your opinions. Good. The state on Nigeria Info. By the way, I'm off on a break. We'll be right back. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side, and so good to have you join the conversation. Yes, we're about to kick off Confessions Thursday. It's also worth informing you that I will be conducting the draws sometime around 2:30, but also a quick apology to lovers of the Lords of Logic. We'll be having a live appearance on our clock between 2:45 and 2:55. I doubt it allows us any more time to speak. Yeah, within that 2 o'clock hour for more than 40 minutes, really. So we do intend to make the most of it. So you have Confessions Thursday, you have the Lords of Logic, and of course it's a live appearance here at 2:45. And it's informative. So if you want some information, yeah, stay here. Good. Now win some money. *347*880#. And the draws happen 2:30 exactly. You can win some money. Good luck with that. Or you go to the website, www.oneplay.ng, to win 500 naira per chance. Look, it may not be your opportunity, but how do you know it's not? Well, you never know until you try. So I'm asking you to dare. Have some faith, I guess. You could win 20,000 Nigerian naira today. And on the sunny side, today's the last day for you to win this week, because I wouldn't be here tomorrow. You kind of know the drill. So if you don't win today, you could win Monday. But I'm asking you to take the day, given that tomorrow isn't guaranteed. *347*880#*347*880#. Or you go to the website, www.oneplay.ng. Okay, good. And send me your interests. Send me a tag. I have someone willing to represent Kaduna State. Someone else is willing to represent Ogun State. Someone else willing to represent Imo State. In fact, the guy who's willing to represent Imo State already sent me a very short video clip telling me about who he is and what he does. Now, I would also love to sometime next week have a radio moment, probably for 30 minutes, where we can peak interested persons to represent states, and people from that states can also back them up, particularly if they feel, well, this person sounds as though they can be capable of defending the state. So if you would love for that opportunity, well, if you would love to represent your state, so next week you have that opportunity, right? And then if you would love to support whoever would be backing up your state, well, if you have any lack of faith, well, yeah, if you lack faith in who's representing, we'll keep the call open. And that's if you're not taking up the responsibility. We'll keep the call open just so that anybody else from a said state can volunteer to speak for the state. But it's necessary that they have the backing of the people. I think you probably never had it this democratic. All right, so I do promise sometime next week we would begin a hand selection, well, on-air selection of people who can represent their states. Well, you don't know that they can, so you're going to invest your faith in them. You'll hear them speak. You'd hear them say a few things, nothing that can make them uncomfortable, because maybe they also need time to prep themselves and get information and shake up the. So it's just a little introduction, and of course their willingness to defend a state. Except you have any other questions for them, but other than that, it just a willingness to do so. And yes, during the course of that program, I'll have a segment where the people who support a state can call in to give some kind of that backing will come in form of facts regarding your state. For example, I was representing Abia State, and somewhere in all of that I got stock. But maybe not even stock, I need stock. But then again, I would have the privilege to have people from Abia State call into the show to say, and I'm giving you just 30 seconds to just lay a fact down. So you can say, oh, by the way, we've paid off our debts, or we're training new doctors, we have recertified, we have, we caught one politician, you know, he's in jail. What else needs to happen? We've driven poverty into a grave. Whatever facts you know can help support that person on air. And hopefully they are able to just expand on that a little bit. Yeah, this is really, really, really democratic. And maybe, I don't remember any time in history past. This could just be that time on radio where states truly, truly shine. Yeah, on a national platform as Nigeria Info. All right, so you get that in mind, and I do promise next week would really get into it and chew out of the whole setup a little bit. You become quite aware of how the program works and maybe begin to build your defense for your state. With that said, we're going to go on a quick musical break and come right back. When we come back, Confessions Thursday. Once again, the Lords of Logic. Someone is asking, Joyce, please, how do we indicate interest? Oh, someone is saying, I would love to represent Kogi State. Fantastic. So remember, I have to be able to track you on a singular platform, and I can keep my eyes fixed on Twitter and Instagram. So please do me a favor. If you're not on Instagram, it's fine. If you send me a message on Nigeria Info's Twitter page or WhatsApp, I can just pretty much follow up on that. But you also have to follow up on radio to seize your opportunity when that's presented to you. All right. Send me a message on Twitter, Joyce Onyemua on Twitter or on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemua on Twitter. Someone is asking, what about TikTok? Honey, I cannot manage one more social media. I would lose my mind. I can't. I already think the social media, Twitter and Instagram, is a little too much for my head. It's too noisy a place. It's too noisy. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, there's just too much of nothing. Yeah, so I can't manage another. What was that one? Threads? Is that the... Nah, thank you. You're far too kind. So, on Twitter, Joyce Onyemua on Twitter. On Instagram, I, Joyce Onyemua on Instagram. So, I'm getting messages on Nigeria Info right now. So, more people for Kogi State. Someone is saying Cross River State. Now, this is what you also have to know about the program, the state on Nigeria Info. You need to know facts about your state, because your opponent could target a weak link or target, say, a soft spot, target a weak aspect of your state that's capable of knocking you out of your wits. And that's fundamentally what that is. You have to, maybe not all the information, of course that would be impossible, but just enough to be capable of defending your state. So you must know about the corrupt allegiance in your state. You must know who's stealing, know who ran away. You must know who did what, when they did it. You must know as much as you can the things not so sophisticated about your stay. I remember discussing this with one of my interns, and the moment she was able to just grab the concept of the show, she turned to another intern and said to that one, in your state there's prostitution. There's too much prostitution in your state. And I thought, well, wow. Yeah. I guess that can count. And if you can defend something like that, ooh. So, you know, it's just because no state is perfect. They have what's good about it and what's bad about it. And your opponents would really want to bite into the bad. You kind of get it right now. So you have to build your case in a way that even when you concede, the other things that you're willing to defend are capable of giving you a strong hold as far as defending your state goes. So once again, I'm going to say good luck with that. But on Twitter, and I, Joyce Onyemua, on Instagram. To 9.3 Info, the sunny side. Welcome to Confessions Thursday. And I have quite a from someone who wants my opinion and also that of the public. So let's get into it. You know him to be anonymous. I have a serious confession to make. I want advice from you and the listeners. November, precisely, I met this lady who had two children with another man. They weren't married, or they weren't legally married. Before I forget, the lady is my neighbor in the village. Leave in the same compound, but of course, different families. When she was young,